Are there strongholds in your life that you simply can't conquer? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Today we want to talk about the giant of strongholds. It's just some kind of sin, and it's different for different people, but it's some kind of sin that just seems to always trip you up, to always mess you up. It's something that you can't seem to get loose from. It just has you bound and held in its grip. And I think if we're honest, we can all identify with a sin that seems to have a strong hold on us. Well, here's the good news. The Lord wants to break every stronghold so that you and I can walk in freedom and in victory with the Lord Jesus Christ.
He can heal every scar with real truth, real love, real hope from His heart.
When you hear the word stronghold, you might think of alcohol, drugs, or some type of sexual immorality. But worry, anger, or even just being negative are strongholds that can take a grip of your heart, your testimony, and your relationship with people, and not let go. They can wreak havoc in your life if you let them. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and all this month, we've been learning how to overthrow the giant problems in our lives. And today, we begin the last message on this theme called The Giant of Strongholds. You can have victory over all of these terrible chains in your life, so let's begin. Here's Pastor Jeff with a message that'll help you expel the giant of strongholds.
Does anybody have a fear of snakes? I don't like snakes at all. When I went to Africa a few years back, man, I was just really, it helped my prayer life every time I would walk through the bush. One time I was walking through, it was waist deep brush. The guy said, well, this is a shortcut to the next village. Man, I was just praying every step, oh God, don't let me, they have snakes over there that kill you in about 5 or 10 minutes. And I was just so afraid. I just don't like snakes. I'm like that, I identify with that Jim Stafford song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes. You remember that song? That was when I was in about fifth or sixth grade, that was out. Well, I ran across a story about a snake. It was about a big snake. Actually, the biggest snake in the world. It's found in South America. It's called an anaconda. These things get to be up to 30 feet long. They can weigh 550 pounds. They're big snakes. That's a big dude. And they got really sharp teeth, 100 teeth. They're like razor sharp. Well, true story, this year, a little boy in Brazil, 8-year-old boy, he was playing on his grandfather's farm, playing down by the river, and he got attacked by a 15-foot anaconda. It bit him in the chest, held him there, and began to wrap its body around him to squeeze him to death and to eat him. Well, he was with a friend, and obviously the boy that was being attacked began to scream, and the other boy began to scream, and the screams reached grandfather's ear, and he ran to help his grandson. His grandson was in the clutches of the anaconda, couldn't move, and the grandfather began to beat on that snake with rocks. To no avail, had a machete, began to slash at the snake with a machete. In the grandfather's own words, he said, hitting that snake was like trying to defeat a rubber tire, a car tire. It just, everything seemed to bounce off. And after 30 minutes, he finally killed the snake and freed his grandson from that strong hold of the anaconda. Now, we have been in a series called Facing the Giants, and we've talked about the different giants that the Bible talks about that represent different giants in our own lives. We've talked about Goliath, the giant of shame, and we've talked about Ish-bi-benob, the giant of discouragement, and we've talked about Saf, the giant of fear, and we've talked about La-mi, the giant of evil desires. And today we want to talk about the giant of strongholds. Somebody has asked one time, well, what exactly is a stronghold? A stronghold is a sin that has a strong hold on you. That's basically what it is. It's just some kind of sin, and it's different for different people, but it's some kind of sin that just seems to always trip you up, to always mess you up. It's something that you can't seem to get loose from. It's like that anaconda around you. It just has you bound and held in its grip. You know, lots of people, when we think of strongholds, we think alcohol. I mean, alcohol has so many people in its grip, and maybe you're here today, and that's your stronghold sin is alcohol. Maybe for you, it's drugs. Drugs can get a stronghold grip on you. Maybe it's food, gluttony, you're a glutton. Maybe it's lust, pornography, sexual immorality. Maybe it's worry. Maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's negativity. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's anger. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is, and God knows what it is. And I think if we're honest, we can all identify with a sin that seems to have a strong hold on us. Well, here's the good news. The Lord wants to break every stronghold. He wants to destroy the strongholds so that you and I can walk in freedom and in victory with the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, I'll begin reading in verse 6. The Bible says, "And again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature who had 24 fingers and toes, 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, and he also was descended from the giants. And when he taunted Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother, killed him. These were descended from the giants in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants." 5 giants total that David and his servants faced. Goliath, Ishbi-Benob, Lami, Saph, and then this giant. God doesn't give him a name. We don't know what his name is. But he had an interesting characteristic. And I think the reason God doesn't give a name is he doesn't want you to focus on the name. He wants you to focus on the fact that this guy had 6 fingers on each hand, 6 toes on each feet. They call that malady polydactylism, from the Greek. Poly, which means many, and dactylism or dactyli, meaning finger, many fingers. Have you ever seen somebody with 6 fingers? What's the picture here? Here is a giant. He's already got a strong grip. Why? Because he's a giant. He's a big old boy. He's descended from the giants at Gath, some kind of a descendant of Goliath, son, a brother, a nephew, something. He's a big dude, and he's got 6 fingers on each hand. He can grab you and hold you in a vice grip. This guy is a picture of a stronghold of sin. A giant with 6 fingers. He pictures a stronghold of sin. Now, in just the same way as this giant was defeated in David's life, in David's kingdom, God wants to defeat the giant of a stronghold of sin in your life, in my life, and break every stronghold that the devil puts in our path. Now, I want you to notice with me 3 truths concerning this passage and concerning this 6-finger giant, this stronghold of sin. Truth number 1, the giant of strongholds seems to be too strong. That's very simple, but it's so true. Seems to be too strong. Now, the word stronghold, as it's used in the scripture, it's a military term. It's used all the time in the Old Testament, and it refers to a fortress. It refers to a strong place, a fortified place, a place that's hard to take and hard to defeat. Jericho was a stronghold because Jericho, if you'll remember, had a wall around it that was seemingly impenetrable. And the people of Jericho, when the Israelites came up against Jericho, they just went inside their city and they had their great walls and they laughed at the people of Israel. What are you going to do? How are you going to get to us? Because we have this wall around our city. We have this stronghold. And the only way that wall was defeated was by the power of God. As the people praised the Lord, did what God said. God knocked the wall down. But that is a picture of a stronghold. And when a stronghold gets in your life, gets in my life, it's seems so strong, too strong. And see, a stronghold sin is not like other sins. Other sins are sins that in the Christian life that we can defeat. I mean, we don't come up against every sin and say, oh, I can't defeat this, I can't defeat that. I mean, Christians have victory in life. If you're walking with God, you're experiencing victory in life. I'm reminded in the book of Judges, as God's people went into the promised land, God said there are enemies in the promised land. The Canaanites and the Jebusites and the Philistines and all these people that you have to drive out of the land. Well, you read in the book of Judges, chapter 1, they're starting to do good. They're going in the land. They're starting to mow down the enemy and things are going good. And then the Bible says they hit the people that lived in the valley and they couldn't drive out those people. And the reason they couldn't drive out those people was because they had iron chariots. How can we go up against these people? God, they have iron chariots. What's a stronghold? It's an iron chariot sin in your life. I got saved when I was 17 years old. And when God saved me, I was a drinker, a partier. I had an X-rated mouth, and I loved to chase girls. That's who I was. And then God saved me. And God began to work in me. God began to change me. God says, Jeff, we're gonna work on your mouth. We're gonna take out all the profanity, all the vulgarity, all the times you take my name in vain. We're taking that out. And the Lord changed that. He worked that out. And then God said, now listen, you can't be a witness to your friends if you're drinking and partying with them, so we're changing that. And the Lord made that change in my life. And he made the change in my speech. And those things, I was mowing down those enemies. And then we hit lust. Pure thoughts, impure thoughts, actually. And God said, okay, Jeff, we got to work on this. And that enemy didn't fall quite as fast. That was an iron chariot sin for me, as it is for so many men. Steve Otterburn wrote the book, Every Man's Battle, talking about lust, talking about temptation in the area of sexual immorality for a man and thought life for man. Well, that's an iron chariot sin. That's a stronghold area for so many people. See, it's not like other sins. That kind of sin has six fingers. That kind of sin just gets a hold of you. And it's different for different people. Look what the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Now watch this. Especially the sin that so easily trips us up. It's not the same sin. You might struggle with something that I don't struggle with. I might struggle with something you don't struggle with. I have a really good friend of mine in Houston. I remember he and I were talking one day. We were part of an accountability group, and we were talking, we were sharing, and a couple of the other guys were sharing about this iron chariot sin called lust. And my friend Ron said, you know, that's not a big struggle for me. He said, you know what's a big struggle for me? Greed. Greed. Wanting things, wanting the best of things, and spending money I don't have to get the best of things. And I thought, well, I don't have that. Well, you're weird, Ron. You ought to have what I have. But see, not everybody's the same. And your Achilles heel might be different than my Achilles heel. But it's a stronghold nonetheless because it's something that has a stronghold on you. That sin is not like other sins. It's a sin that has a stronger grip on you. It's a six-fingered grip from the giant. And what happens with a stronghold is you try and defeat it. And you try and defeat it, and you try and defeat it, and you try and defeat it. You try and get that angry temper under control, but it seems to just hold on. You can get very defeated as you face that six-fingered giant. Well, that's the first truth. The giant of strongholds seems to be too strong. Truth number two, because the giant seems to be too strong, then the giant of strongholds begins to steal our hope. You know, you go up against this giant and you say, all right, I'm gonna defeat this giant, and you fail. All right, I'm gonna defeat this giant, and you fail. All right, I'm gonna regroup and defeat this giant, and you fail again. And I'm gonna get free of this giant, and the six-fingered giant just has you, and you can't get free. Like fighting that anaconda, you can't seem to make a dent, and you can lose hope. You can say, this is hopeless. And verse 7 says about this giant that he taunted Israel. He taunted, he defied, he reproached Israel, just like his relative Goliath did. That word defy means to expose by stripping. And he exposed God's people. And that's what the devil does to you and me. That's what the giant of strongholds does to you and me. It says, you're never gonna break free. You're never going to have victory over this area in your life. I own you, boy. That's what you hear the giant say. And you look at the scoreboard and you say, and you look at the track record and you say, you know what? I think the giant is right because I can't seem to get victory in area X in my life. And you begin to lose hope. And you begin to believe the lie that victory is impossible. How can I have victory? I've never had victory in this area, Lord. I've never been able to go up against the enemy that has iron chariots, Lord. Victory is impossible for me. Maybe other people can walk in victory, but I can't. And you begin to believe that lie, that taunt of the enemy that he owns you. You'll never break free. You're never gonna be anything more than a drunk. You're never gonna be anything more than a pill-popping drug head. You're never gonna be anything more than an immoral woman. You're never gonna be anything more than some sex fiend. You're never gonna be anything more than some worry wart, some bitter prune. You start to believe that. Victory is impossible. Hey, Jesus said in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. But the grip of the giant says, no, no, no. You'll never break free. Victory is impossible for you. We begin to believe that lie. And then we begin to believe the lie that the only thing that's left for you to do with this stronghold is to give up and give in. Give up and give in. That's all that you can do. Why? Because you've tried and tried and tried. You're trying to run through a brick wall, that giant will tell you. There is no way you're gonna run through a brick wall. So why don't you quit bloodying your body by running into that wall? Why don't you just give up? Why don't you just accept defeat and say, you know what? I can't beat them. I might as well join them. I might as well just say, you know, this is just gonna be an area that I'm not gonna be able to have victory over. That's what the Israelites did when they faced the iron chariots in the valley. They just began to live in the hill country and let the enemy live in the valley because they said, we can't have victory there. God doesn't want you to live a life where you have victory in a part of your life and you have defeat in this area and you have the enemy holding on to you in an area. That's not God's plan for you and for me. And that's a lie from hell that says you can't win, so just give up and give in. I read about a Christian man who had been struggling with homosexuality. He's a true believer, but he had these tendencies, he had these thoughts, these desires. He knew it was wrong. He knew it was wrong. He had an internal struggle going on in his life. And he heard the taunts of the six-fingered giant. You'll never break free. I own you, boy. I have you, boy. Why don't you just accept the fact that this is the way you were made? This is the way you were born. This is the life for you. Just give up and give in. And you know what this man did? He went through all those struggles, and finally what he did was he raised the white flag of surrender to the giant with six fingers and said, you're right, I believe you, and I surrender, and I give up, and I give in, and this is just the way I'm gonna be, homosexual for the rest of my life. Have you given up and given in because there's a sin that has a hold of you and you can't break it and you can't shake it? Winston Churchill was the leader in England during World War II. great leader, and a great speaker and motivator of people. Well, he was speaking in October 1941 at the Harrow School for Boys, and he gave a speech in the dark days of World War II, and he said this to those boys, never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in, except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Never give in. Hey, I don't care what has a hold of you. I don't care what sin has a hold of you. I don't care if you've been an alcoholic for 50 years. Don't give in. Don't give in to that. Don't believe the lie of the devil that he owns you, that this sin owns you, that you'll never be different, that you'll never be changed, that that's just the way you are. God is the God of hope. Now may the God of hope, the Bible says, fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord can do anything.
To abound in hope. Quite a stark contrast from giving in and giving up to the giant of strongholds. You and I live in a land of giants, and we can name them. What are the big ones? Anger, lust, guilt, insecurity, discontentment, and worry. And most of us who are imprisoned by these strongholds don't know how much real damage they're doing to our friends, families, and our Christian testimony. What can we do about these big problems when we live in a land of giants? How can we defeat these giants? Well, Pastor Jeff Shreve has a powerful series to help you do just that and to help change your life. The series is entitled The Land of the Giants, How to Deal with Your Biggest Problems. And it includes 7 timely and practical messages that'll inspire and challenge you to draw closer to Christ. This series, along with the popular booklet, When You Don't Like Yourself, are our gifts to thank you for your fiscal year-end gift this year. We have a goal of $200,000 this month to help us accurately plan for how we can best expand this outreach of ministry in the next 12 months. This ministry is a partnership with those who pray for and those who give faithfully to help this happen around the world. So thank you for considering a helpful gift this month. And when you do, we'll say thank you by sending you the Land of the Giants series in the format of your choice and the booklet, When You Don't Like Yourself, from Pastor Jeff. Simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org and request it when you make your gift. Tomorrow is the last day of the month in our fiscal year, so we hope that you'll get yours this month, and thanks for joining us in touching the world that is full of giants. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for the final chapter of this message called The Giant of Strongholds, when Pastor Jeff will share 3 things that you must do to break strongholds in your life through the power that Jesus freely gives. Here's a preview.
A stronghold is a sin that has a strong hold on you. The giant of strongholds is overcome in Jesus Christ. And what happened to you yesterday doesn't determine what is going to happen to you today and in the future. Listen, the Lord wants to break every stronghold so that you and I can walk in freedom and in victory with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's on Tuesday, when we'll again open God's Word to share real truth, love, and hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go go to fromhisheart.org.